This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to the second hour of Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Very popular and very busy guy right now. David Harker is on the phone, who is a Fox 47 meteorologist here in Lansing. Good evening, David.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you other than crazy busy?
Just keeping busy with the snow that I'm sure is the topic of tonight's conversation.
It certainly is. It certainly is. What are the latest projections here? It's a little after 6 on Monday night. Things are supposed to start this evening later, I guess. Are the models changing at all? How do things look right now?
Well, it's still a little bit early to tell, and I know in most people's minds you think, oh, 2 days out, you know, you should have a good idea. Well, it's always changing, as we all know, about the weather. But the best that we can tell you right now is with two systems at play, one that's on its way tonight, so we'll see some snow tonight, and that's just going to be a precursor for the snow tomorrow night, and that's Tuesday night. We could see overnight an excess of about 8 to 10 inches of snow. Maybe even a foot and a half of snow in some places. So it looks to be a pretty big event and the first big event of the season for mid-Michigan.
Yeah, we've kind of avoided big, heavy snows. I mean, we had one that was, you know, 6-7 inches or so, and we all got excited about that. But this one looks like it's the real deal, doesn't it?
It sure does. And as I've mentioned, you know, anywhere from about a foot to a foot and a half of snow is not out of the question at all. And the first low-pressure system that we mentioned that's expected tonight, that's not only going to bring a few inches of snow across some of mid-Michigan, but it's also going to draw a lot of Arctic air, and that's just going to make things even worse when we talk about wind chill. You think wind chill, okay, 0 degrees, you know, that's cold enough, but you start getting the negative values, that's a big problem for those that are heading outdoors, especially Wednesday into Thursday.
Very good. What about how big this storm is? I've got an interactive weather map up in front of me right now, and I'm looking, and it's there's a lot of pretty colors. I mean, it's blue and purple and green, and it stretches quite a long ways.
Right. The second low-pressure system that's going to be bringing us the big snowfall of the season really hasn't formed too much yet. It's actually down in Texas, and it's really not showing much of anything. So if you were to look at a map in Texas of the weather, you would think, well, there's nothing coming. There's not a chance at all. Well, wait till it develops over the next 12 to 24 hours. It'll move straight through Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, even into Illinois and Indiana before it makes its track eastward. The big threat for us, as we've mentioned, snowfall-wise, is we're going to be on the northern edge of this low-pressure system within about 150 miles from the center. That's where most of the snowfall, and that's why we're getting concerned, because we could see as much snow as a foot to a foot and a half of inch.
And the other thing I'm hearing about is how quickly it's going to fall. I've been hearing over the last couple of days projections talking about, you know, 3 inches an hour. That's some pretty heavy snow coming down.
Yeah, and we're not just talking heavy snow. As you had mentioned, that's going to be a big threat along with the cold temperatures. But the winds, not only just wind chill, but when we're talking winds blowing snow, that's just going to make travel treacherous. Good news is it's overnight, but it's going to be treacherous travel on Wednesday as well. Snow is still on the ground. Could not only see with the foot to a foot and a half inch of snow, but we could see drifting of over 2 feet of snow in some place, maybe up to 3 feet of snow. It's just going to be a mess out on the roadways.
Everybody's been concentrating on the snowfall totals, and what you're telling me is that's only the half of it. It's the wind and what it's going to do with all that snow.
Right, and there are some weather models that are showing up to 20, 24 inches of snow. It's still preliminary, and it's still hard to be able to put a good hold on a number like that. I think the safest right now, foot and a half of snow is not out of the question.
And what about ice involved in this? I'm looking at my colorful weather map, and the pinky purple color is meaning a mix of ice and snow and precipitation. Is that with these frigid temperatures going to be another part of the problem? On the ice, it's going to be, you know, on the roads, it's going to be frozen and then snow and then wind on top of that.
Right. We're not going to see too much of a freezing rain event, which is a good, very good sign, because once you start, as you had mentioned, talk about cold temperatures and high winds, you get a big freeze around the roadways. It will be slippery by all means. The good news is most of the freezing rain and the freezing drizzle, it'll stay south of the state line. So we're talking, I would say, mid-Indiana, mid-Ohio, are going to see the freezing rain versus us, which will just see the blowing snow. But it still will be a mess on the roadways. Reduced visibilities by all means.
Are we down snowfall totals for the year in Michigan so far? I mean, where are we stacking up with what is average or normal for us?
Sure. I don't have the number right in front of me, but I know we are a bit below normal for snowfall. And I've kind of been toying with this idea since the season started back in December. And I mentioned to a few people that the snow that we are going to see is going to come in the second half of the season. And as we're moving into February, we're moving in to virtually the second half of the season when the first snowfall, a big snowfall, is supposed to make its way in. Be prepared for more snowfall as we look to February and even into March as well.
And you, you David, are newer to the Lansing area. You come from a place where this isn't a frequent occurrence, is it?
Right. You know, I'm originally from Indiana, from South Bend, Indiana, where the snow is even more than what we see here in mid-Michigan. I spent 3 years in Texas where we saw a record 2/100ths of an inch of snow 2 years ago. So I've been from one extreme to another. It's good to see the snow. I'm always happy to see it. But my best piece of advice for anyone that's listening, just take it easy out there. Stay indoors if you don't have to go outside, and just be prepared for treacherous travel.
What does it look like the storm's going to do after it passes through Michigan? And again, I know we're being, we're talking a little early here, but, you know, the East Coast has just gotten battered and beaten up this winter. Is this thing going to keep its strength and keep moving east, or does it look like it might kind of fall apart? What are the best educated guesses at this point, David?
Sure. Well, there's actually two different scenarios. One has it actually breaking up a little bit before it makes its way to the Midwest, before Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, which would certainly be a good sign for all those traveling. But at this time, it looks like it doesn't mean to be breaking up too much. It will make its way eastward toward the eastern seaboard. It will cause a lot of trouble, but I think that it's going to be making its way back up into Canada, which is always good news, as you had mentioned, for all those eastern seaboarders that have just been dealing with a treacherous winter thus far.
And you mentioned something that's very important, I think, as well, is heck, just stay home if you can. I mean, let the people who have to be on the roads be out on the roads and folks clearing the roads. So, I mean, that's some pretty good advice.
Exactly. And even when you're planning on going out, maybe you want to snowblow, maybe you want to shovel, watch the winds, because you're going to shovel something off your sidewalk or your driveway. It's going to blow right back at you, and that's not only just going to be a problem, but it's going to be just downright cold as well. So just take extra precautions if you have to go out.
Yep, for things like frostbite and so forth, you're suggesting.
Exactly.
And it sure sounds like there's going to be one or more snow days.
Yeah, it sure does. We don't have any closings as of right now, but I'm sure there will be within the next 24 hours or so.
What always used to make me laugh, David, and I imagine you're a whole lot younger than me, but what always used to make me laugh is when we'd be home having snow days, that'd be the days that I would get my girls and we'd go someplace to go tobogganing and sledding. So the roads weren't good enough for me to get them to school, but we always seemed to get up and out and go play in the snow. I always found that kind of ironic.
Sure, and it was funny you bring that up. When I was at college at Ball State University in Indiana, we actually had the first snow day in 30 years, and this was back in 2003, I believe it was. You know, there were people, not only did they close the university, there were people sliding down on sleds down the main drags in college, in college town, Ball State University. So, yeah, it's always fun to have a snow day, especially around the Midwest.
So it looks like, just kind of summing up for folks, tonight is, we'll just kind of do a regular snow, an inch or two on the ground, you know, just kind of a dusting of snow. Then things start in tomorrow, and is it looking like Wednesday morning is when the heaviest part is going to be hitting us?
I think most of the big snow will actually be Tuesday overnight. After midnight, between, I would say, the best bet between 1 a.m. and about 6, maybe 7 a.m. That's when the most amount of snow is expected to fall. As you had mentioned tonight, a little precursor, 1 to 3 inches, will stop for the day tomorrow in the morning, pick back up at night.
So that Wednesday morning commute is what we're focusing on for people to make plans, be prepared, and if you absolutely have to get where you're going, leave awfully early and drive awfully slow.
Exactly. Talk to your bosses, be ready for school closings, anything that if you hear about it, make sure you take precautions. If you have to be out, as you had mentioned, go out, but if you don't, stay at home.
Very good. Well, David Harker, you and I are going to chat again tomorrow about this same time. We're doing the precursor tonight. Tomorrow night is when it's going to all start up. We'll keep track of it for you. I appreciate your time this evening, David.
Yep, thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with David Harker, who is Fox 47 meteorologist, on the big snowstorm. Sure sounds like it's coming, and it's coming in a big way. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.